morning. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona. How can I help you?
Put together notes, and we'll do the reply.
Hey, Yona. This is John. I was calling in for an update on this case that I've been called in about, like, almost a month ago, probably.
I'm so sorry. I'm the administrator you called. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to. If I could be of any help, just let me know. But what are we calling in reference to?
Johnny Porter. I wanted to figure out what was going on with that, with my dad.
Ah, with your dad. That I do know. Let me just pull up the latest. So we did several home visits unannounced, and anytime we did a visit, they were there together. We also did several phone calls, and the majority of the time, they were together. So in terms of investigation, she's working there, and he's happy with her. There's not much else we can do unless something happens, unfortunately. What I'd recommend is if you can actually document an issue, then we could proceed. The problem is our investigation did not turn up anything problematic.
So her having a second job is not a problematic thing either, huh?
It's not our business if she doesn't report it. You got to understand something. We're not the police. We're required to monitor and oversee people's care, right? But we're not criminal investigation units. If there's a complaint filed, which there was, we do an investigation and we report our findings. But in this case, there's just no real problem. I have no proof she has a second job.
I mean, you can call and find out. I gave them all the information that they needed.
We did call and find out. They don't give out employee information.
Okay.
We don't have anything to go on. So, we did do pop-up investigations to the school that she purportedly works in. I'm not saying you're not telling us the truth. She wasn't there. Every time we did a pop-up visit, she was with the client, except for once, and several phone calls, they were together. So in terms of investigation, there's not much more we can do. You understand? Now, if she has another job, she's working at the same time, if you could find a way to actually document that and show evidence, that's a different story. But we have no proof of that. We're not the police. We're not the IRS. We can't pull people's tax records. We can't see their other employment.
Got you. All right. I'll just see if I can call one of the people over you guys so I can see what's going on. PHA, or I don't know who I need to call.
No problem, but in that regard, right, unless it's, what you can do is they can, if you can report it to the state. It can take 1 to 2 years for them to get through it, but you can report it, so it's called the OIG. Look up PAOIG, it's Office of Inspector General, because they're responsible for investigating Medicaid fraud. If she's on the clock as an aide, and she's also on the clock somewhere else on a W-2 job, that they can pull. You can just go on their website and report anonymously, or not anonymously, whatever you want. They have a page just for Medicaid fraud reports right there.
What's the name?
Just Google Pennsylvania Office of Inspector General, and if you want, put in Medicaid fraud. Alrighty.
Yeah, hold on one second. I didn't get the whole thing. You said Pennsylvania of what?
So Pennsylvania, that's a state. Office of the Inspector General. OIG.
Got you. Okay, I'll look this up. I got it right now.
Very good. right. Yeah, and again, if you have anything further, please give it to us. But in terms of our investigation, there's nothing else we can do because there was nothing came up. We did several home visits and multiple phone calls, you know, not announced.
Yeah. Well, like I said, plus, like, I've been giving them information. Like, he hasn't been to a doctor's appointment in over a year. Like, he hasn't been to his primary over a year since August 14th. What are they doing over there so much?
We're not responsible for his medical care. That would have to be, like, you could call his insurance and have them talk to him. But that's kind of elective. It's really kind of up to him.
All right. Well,
that's very common, by the way.
What's common? Not going to get a doctor's appointment?
Very common. Super common.
Oh, well.
At least 50% of my clients are behind on their doctor's appointments.
And I don't know how to allow that in any care. But I'm confused.
You can't force somebody. How do you force somebody to go to a doctor? It's illegal.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's a free country.
Got you. But
you want to jump off a bridge, you know.
How do you get medicine if you're not going to doctors for visits?
That's on the doctor. The doctors can't hand out prescriptions after a certain period of time unless you go and visit them again.
Got you. He hasn't been.
So then he's not getting his meds.
Got you. So I'll get in contact with who I need to get in contact with because it's not right. You're not going to the doctors. You're not getting his medicine. Like, but the only thing you guys do is provide a home.
We are non-skilled, non-medical care. You would need like if he has a nurse going to him or again to go to a doctor's appointment is elective. You can choose or not choose to go to a doctor. There's no forcing to go to a doctor. If you don't want to take care of yourself, that's your choice. You know what I mean?
Hey, like you said, that's his choice.
It's a free country, yeah.
Got you. All right, well, I know how to say when. I'll figure this out.
No problem. Let us know if there's anything else we could do. We appreciate the information. It's just we're limited at this time.
Yeah. Like I said, I sent videos, pictures showing she wasn't there. None of that even mattered either, so... I don't know what to tell you.
He just says she was out running an errand, you know? So,
yeah.
Again, that's circumstantial. I need hard evidence. If you could find that during her shift that she's clocked in, she is actively working somewhere else and you can prove it, that's a different story.
Oh, I can prove that. I'll figure it out.
Perfect.
I'll get that information.
Yeah, just go to the school and take a picture of her in uniform. That's all you need to do. At the time, with the timestamp.
No problem. I can do that.
That's super easy. So, yeah, do that, and you're done.
Got you. No problem. I got you. I appreciate the help. As soon as I get it, I'll send it to you.
Perfect. Do that. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.